every man in himself is aristocratic, that he is his own king. He takes a sojourn into the material world, has to climb up all the different rungs on the ladder, and ultimately has to return to himself. The significance of the extraction from the sword from the stone is the stone is the material world. The material world, which seems all solid because it controls you whilst you're projecting your sense of identity upon it, the extraction of the stone is taking back your own authority, your own power. You're no longer looking for a sense of self outside of yourself. And then you have to face the demons that you've created in your history by facing them and fighting them and owning them. You put them in the face of who you are, and that's a wrestling match. You'd have to take away all these crutches, and that's all that we struggle from in life, is taking away our crutches. You got to take away all these crutches and stand as the man that you are, and you're liberated from your whole thing.
What is the vision? Because the only reason I'm here, the only reason we're here today, is because of our yesterday. Everything I've been through has defined who I am right now. So what's the goal? What's the vision? So no matter what you say to me, no matter what you say I cannot do, no matter what you say I will not do, I must do, I have to do. I am king, I live as king, I walk as king.
Every man in himself is aristocratic, that he is his own king. If you don't own something, you're not the boss. You have to take full responsibility for everything that you do. Why be subservient? You must be the master of your own kingdom. You've got to own that you can't just walk into things with your eyes half open. You've got to walk into things with your eyes fully open. You've got to know what you're getting into. You have to take possession of your life. That there's a world out there trying to tell you who you are, and there's a world in here that's trying to tell you who you are. Now, where do you want to put your eggs? Because the world outside is very noisy and very tempting, and has all the razzmatazz, has all the tinsel and all the glitter. It's got all the toys. But that's because you don't think you're enough in the first place. So the world will try and tell you who you are, and you have to tell yourself who you are. And there's this ongoing battle. And somehow, there needs to be a reconciliation between the two. But in the end, you've got to have all the eggs in your basket. The external world is I'm asking you to tell me who I am. That's what we're all playing at. And as soon as you start to play that game, we run into all sorts of trouble. Call it the ego, call it whatever you want to call it. But that's the dynamic that we're in. And somehow we have to give ourselves enough confidence to reassure ourselves that we are enough.
Every day of my life, I'm trying to find a different way to get better. That's where we at. And this is our new day. Our new day is to stand up and take back and reclaim who we are. We were kings from day one, and we will die as kings and queens. How much time will you really waste? If I looked at my clock, if you looked at your phone, time never stops for no one. So one thing God don't give us. It's your time. It's your time. Now the question is, what would you do to make sure it's your time? If your time is ready, will you be ready? That's what I do, man. That's all I do.
Don't look for those, nothing spectacular to come out the sky. We are the sky. What we looking to change, we must change. And the only way to change is make sure you ain't doing the same thing every day of your life. If an alarm clock is waking you up every morning, we might find ourselves confused in 10 years.
Every man in himself is aristocratic, that he is his own king.
I always try to figure out what's the difference between good and great. Good is fitting in. Great is fitting out. It's time to figure out whatever majority is doing, I'm gonna find myself doing the opposite.
Oh man, you guys got an opportunity to do something right now. And when you wake up in the mornings, don't let your alarm clock be the only thing that wakes you up.
How do you step into bravery? Step. Take the step. Step aggressively towards your fear. And that step towards your fear is the step into bravery. Scared of what we don't know. And there is only one way to learn and to know, and that is to confront that fear. You have to step.
Small things that makes greatness. So when somebody finally sees you, they represent you as a king because you walk as a king. And until you set your mindset to think like a king, then you stay where everybody else is at. And that's the place I didn't want to stay. I wanted to go way beyond that. And that's what I'm still chasing to this day. Ain't because I got nothing special. The only thing I got special is I made my mind up to be special.
greatness is a lot of small things done well, stacked on top of each other.
I was born in Memphis, Tennessee. I had a long haul from where I came from to here, but here we are. Courage. Courage is the key to life itself. There are a lot of people who are born in situations where they say, well, I'll never get out of this. So they won't.
When you're finally ready to go home, make sure your footsteps are remembered.
I say to people who say, well, I would like to have done so and so and so. So you could have done it. So, well, I couldn't get out of here. Man, the bus runs every day. If you can think of it, you can do it. That's the human condition. If we can imagine it, we can do it.
Don't ever let a day go by that you waste, because that's a day you can never get back. These are the moments we're talking about.
The awful truth is that life is easy. Living, truly living, chasing a dream and truly living is hard. Living is a bitch. Living is tough, especially when you switch it and you ask yourself, what am I dying to do? What is it that puts that fire in my heart? Answering that question isn't the end, though. That's really just the spark. Because once you get that fire burning, you need to feed it. You need to keep reminding yourself, putting new coals in there, and reminding yourself every day about that goal. Because we've all taken up a hobby or a goal or a workout that we stop for just a couple days and then we never pick it up again. You need to constantly remind yourself that you're dying and that you're dying to do something. The minute you forget, life creeps right back in. And life is easy. We're all dying. But if you're not chasing your dream, you're already dead.
Unlike a team where no one takes ownership of the problems and therefore the problems never get solved, with us, everyone took ownership of their mistakes. Everyone took ownership of the problems. And when a team takes ownership of its problems, the problems get solved. And that is true on the battlefield, it is true in business, and it is true in life. So I say, take ownership. Take extreme ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Don't hide your delicate pride from the truth. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes, take ownership of your shortfalls, take ownership of your problems, and then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved. take ownership of your mission. Take ownership of your job, of your team, of your future, and take ownership of your life. And lead. Lead. Lead yourself and your team and the people in your life. Lead them all to victory.
Every man in himself is aristocratic, that he is his own king.